Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Clare FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumais na mBan with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Welcome to another episode of Ours to Protect as we take a closer look at biodiversity and sustainability. Today we're in Shannon to hear about the Rhinanna Biodiversity Garden. The Shannon Airport Group ran a competition among primary schools in the area to design the garden. The group identified an acre of land in a prominent location on the Shannon Airport Group campus near the entrance to the Shannon Free Zone and Shannon Airport, where the winning garden design has been developed. I visited the garden with Sinead Murphy, who is Head of Sustainability for the Shannon Airport Group.
Well, sustainability is a strategic priority for us at the Shannon Airport Group, and last year we launched our sustainability strategy, and that strategy sets out the actions that we're going to take over the next couple of years and also longer term targets such as our 2030 decarbonisation targets and our net zero target of 2050. But one of the other key priorities for us in that strategy is biodiversity. And we're really fortunate, you know, to be located beside an area of such rich biodiversity here in Shannon. So the Shannon Estuary region is a special area of conservation. It's a special protected area. And, you know, these sites are actually significant at a European level, not just at a local level. And some of our airport lands lie within those sites. I suppose the first thing we wanted to do was really understand what value we had in terms of biodiversity. You know, what were the habitats on site? So we got experts in, so ecologists came, they surveyed all our lands to identify what our biodiversity was. We were really excited to find that we had some really rare habitats, really special habitats with really rare species on site. One example of that, we had some areas with calcareous grasslands, which are protected, and we had some really rare orchids there. So they gave us a management plan, and we'll be working on that plan now to ensure that we're preserving and enhancing that biodiversity value there. I think one of the areas that most people will be familiar with now, if you drive through any town and along the road verges and the roundabouts, you see the low mow regime. And this is really important for our pollinators. And we're also a signatory to the All-Ireland Pollinator Plan, so we're a business supporter. And we have a number of commitments that we're bringing forward under that All-Ireland Pollinator Plan. So we've designated about 15 acres of our land to low mow. And we've also been engaging with local school children who've been coming in and helping us check the impact of that. So we've been running what's called fit counts. So seeing the impact of the low mow regime, are we getting more insects, you know, visiting that area of grass? So we're standing here today in our biodiversity garden, and the biodiversity garden is located along the N19 on the right hand side, just before the first roundabout as you enter the airport. We developed the biodiversity garden in 2021, and really when we came up with the concept of the biodiversity garden, we really wanted to produce something for the community. We wanted to develop a community amenity, but we also wanted to do something for biodiversity. So we came up with the idea of running a competition with local primary schools to design us a biodiversity garden. And we had great interest in the competition, and we had a winner, Molly Phillips, and her design then was taken forward to develop this garden here. And we're delighted with the biodiversity garden because it's really an amenity that is really well used, because you see groups of people down here. It could be school children down here, it could be employees in the industrial parks having lunch. And really, I suppose for us, it was biodiversity garden is something that's a kind of an awareness raising initiative. You know, if you come down here to the garden, you see there's lots of information about the species that are here, both the flora and the fauna, and I think it really helps to raise awareness of the importance of biodiversity. Looking out here at the biodiversity garden, you can see we have wildflower meadow, we have a woodland area, we have a herb garden, and we've also landscaped areas which have pollinator friendly plants, and we also have areas of low mow along with our picnic benches, because people do spend time here and it's lovely to come out at lunchtime and spend some time in nature, and it's a lovely environment to do that in. And aside from the actual garden here itself, the area extends down quite a long distance there, which we've left as part of our no mow regime.
The Rhinanna Biodiversity Garden in the Shannon Free Zone adjacent to Shannon Airport is not just for those who work in those areas. It's truly a community effort. engagement with the local community and schools is very important to the project.
And so we've continued that engagement with the schools and community groups. So we've welcomed a number of different classes from the primary school in Shannon to come down and spend some time in the biodiversity garden with them. And we've told them a bit about biodiversity. We've given them a little class and they've really, really enjoyed it. So down here in the garden, we've our picnic benches, we've got our bug hotel, we've a very big bee hotel with some bricks for solitary bees. We've got a wildflower meadow, we've got a woodland edge. So there's lots of aspects of biodiversity that can be seen here. So for us, again, it's that awareness raising piece and that educational piece that's really, really important. And we'd welcome any community group or schools or who'd ever like to come down and spend some time here, you know, they'd be very welcome. So do get in touch with us. We'd love to show you our Rhinanna Biodiversity Garden. We've named it after the townland that the airport was first built on.
That was Sinead Murphy, who is Head of Sustainability for the Shannon Airport Group. And we'll be back next week with another episode of Ours to Protect.